Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The Walker Kessler news is a shocker, or is it? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. So much has changed during the COVID season that college basketball is feeling some kind of earthquake that could be the beginning of the end of the NCAA as we know it. The local tremor hit here with the news that UNC's freshman with perhaps the most upside is entering the transfer portal, which contributes to the storm by allowing players to switch schools without having to sit out a season, worsening the rupture of college sports. That may be good for some players because it puts transferring on their mind earlier than ever before. While coaches aren't allowed to recruit athletes from one other teams during the season, do you think all of them abide by those rules? Georgia, where Kessler's brother, father, and late uncle played and now has former Indiana coach Tom Crean, likely made it clear in some way that he would play 35 minutes from his first game. Crean has a 41-49 record in three seasons at Athens. The Georgia High School Player of the Year saw his UNC court time increase as he improved, but that wasn't enough. Why else would it be announced 48 hours after the season ended? It had already been decided by the kid and his family of former college athletes and Georgia graduates. Roy Williams recruited Kessler by showing him tape of Luke May, the classic stretch four in the Carolina system. Kessler missed weeks of preseason practice time due to quarantine, but when he finally found his game, he had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks against Florida State in a preview of what we thought was to come. Although old Roy is a double low post coach, he has adjusted to his talent. Kessler clone Tyler Zeller ran the court, shot from anywhere, earned ACC Player of the Year as a senior, and was a first-round NBA draft choice. And May barely played as a freshman. Kessler didn't want to wait to see who else was staying or going or what adjustments Roy would make to the two-post system. He said he loved Chapel Hill, even from the bubble, and he loved playing for the Tar Heels, judging from the spirit he showed from the bench. He just wanted to play more, and the portal allows him to get his minutes right away somewhere else. Can you blame him? This is Archansky. See ya.